Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio. I'm located into great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort out there keeping America free and safe. A big thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the effort out there, the roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at the Captain's America. That's what it is, at Captain's America. Or you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page, and while you're there, make sure that you jump in the chat room and say howdy, howdy, because we've got a whole bunch of people in there talking to us. And Kyle and I are trying to carry on a conversation and do the radio show, too, aren't we?
That's right, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge times two. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, researchers are now concentrating their vaccine efforts on helping the elderly first. However, we do know that the military is working on their own vaccine, and they're going to get their troops taking it before the elderly do. Plus, the FDA is now warning of hand sanitizers with toxic chemicals in it. What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting in the sense that, you know, we're told to make sure that you're constantly using hand sanitizer, but, right, if there are these ingredients or maybe overexposure to those kinds of ingredients, but there's definitely a race, Captain. The country, obviously, that develops this sort of vaccine first is going to be, you know, it's going to be a very good thing because hopefully they will share it with the rest of the world.
Now, we know we've got problems with violence in these autonomous zones in Seattle, in Minneapolis. They were trying to create one in Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, where the crimes were out of sight. And by the way, they had over 100 people shot over the weekend and over a dozen killed over the weekend, including a 3-year-old in the back of the parents' car. And a 13-year-old. This is really going way over the edge.
Yeah, I heard about that. Can you imagine, Captain, your son and your daughter, 3 years old or 13 years old, that their life is cut short because of this kind of violence? It is absolutely unconscionable, and I can't imagine, Captain, why this isn't leading the evening news every night. I can't imagine why we're not.
Well, Chicago. I mean, look at Chicago. What goes on there, and you don't hear a word about it.
Well, sure.
And it's just black-on-black crime.
It's black-on-black crime, and it does not fit the narrative. And so for folks listening out there, we see a stark example here of what it means when the media wants to push a particular narrative. Now, obviously, we all want justice. We don't want bad things to happen, et cetera. But this kind of thing, this goes on literally every day in some shape or form. And these are the kinds of things that we need to stop in America so that people have the chance to grow up, for goodness sakes.
Now, Ambassador Richard Grenell, who's done a very good job for the government and for the Trump administration, I believe he was the ambassador to Germany first, right?
Right, I believe so, yeah.
Then they brought him back to take the place of Dan Coats at the DNI, correct?
DNI, right.
Now we're being told he's going to take another high-level Trump administration post. I don't know what it is, do you?
Let's see. I believe right now he's still in the Trump administration, obviously, but he's a special envoy, special presidential envoy for Serbia and Kosovo. So he's still there. He's also been named a senior fellow at Carnegie Mellon University Institute for Politics and Strategy. So the president, of course, has just had very high praise for Mr. Grenell, and they're going to have him do something in very high-level capacity very soon, we understand.
And finally, before we go to break here at the end of this first segment, it looks like as if the president is trying to encourage the AOC to challenge Chuckie Schumer. He's saying that she could beat him.
She probably could, because she has star power. And I got to tell you, if she was, 28 years old or 29 years old or something, if she was old enough to be president, she'd be the vice presidential candidate more than likely, or she would have run for president in the primaries. That's how much star power she has right now. And Chuck Schumer, yeah, she might be able to do some damage there.
And she's got a bunch of money that got dumped into her, partially because of a book that she wrote and a couple of other things. But she's already spent $6.3 million on her reelection, telling everybody all the great things she's done. And I'm still trying to figure out what she did.
Yeah, I don't know where there's a list of that anywhere. But it seems to me, Captain, that honestly, she should be winning in a cakewalk. But she's not really representing her district from what we can all tell. She just has this platform where she talks about the Green New Deal and sort of whatever comes to her mind that day. But she's not acting like a normal member of Congress.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the Capitalist America Third Watch, as we move along during the Tuesday morning, early morning hours. Hope you're having a great day wherever you're at. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And Kyle will be right with us in a second. But I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I have been religiously taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now. And if you're struggling with nagging pain like I do, because I have arthritis, but if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, just general muscle aches or pain in general, how about trying the all-natural, all-non-narcotic Relief Factor? Now, all you got to do is try the 3-week quick start. The 3-week quick start costs $19.95. You take it as directed, and by the end of the third week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work for you. All you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start. There's a little video there. You can see Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, tell you all about how their product works, what's in it, and all that good sort of stuff, and then order the product. $19.95, 3-week quick start. What do you got to lose but pain? relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked a little bit yesterday, but we didn't have all of these numbers about the television. You ready?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. President Trump set a record for viewers with his rally in Tulsa, racking up 7.7 million viewers on Fox News between 8 and 10 p.m., giving the network its most-watched Saturday night program ever in history during those hours. Now, the hours from 8 to 11 p.m. also represented the highest Saturday prime time audience in Fox News history. Now, combined with the nearly 12 million unique viewers on the Trump campaign's digital media channel. You knew they had the stream going there on DonaldJTrump.com, right?
Right, right.
There were nearly 20 million Americans in total watching the president's speech. That is phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, Captain. You know, it's kind of funny. I was reading articles earlier yesterday talking about how President Trump came home to the White House and he got off the helicopter and he looked all down and dejected, you know, because he didn't have a big crowd in Tulsa. And it went on and on saying, oh, you know, this is just a sign. He's going to lose. There's just no doubt. Everybody's abandoning him. And I was just kind of chuckling at that. So I'm not surprised to hear this at all, these kinds of numbers, but it absolutely, that's going to be terrifying to the Joe Biden campaign, because they bank on that narrative that people are just not coming out for Trump.
Do you think for one second, if President Trump was trailing in all these polls and he was going to lose and the Democrats could sense the blood in the water, do you think they would be acting like the antagonists and the liars and the distortionists and all that stuff that they are? Do you think for one second they'd be doing that?
Nope, they wouldn't at all. In fact, they would be just sort of sitting back and trying to take the quote-unquote high road and so on. In fact, there was a story, too, that, of course, you know, a few months out from any presidential election, the nominee of the opposite party has to start a transition team.
Right.
And so that was in the news here a couple of days ago. And they'd be talking about that more. And they'd be saying, look, you know, when we take over, we're going to do this. And they wouldn't be agitating the way that they are. But it tells me, Captain, they're absolutely desperate. They know that Trump is going to win.
Yep, and I'd like to say good morning to George. The Godfather just chimed in here. Good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. And to everybody in the chat room. Now, the Atlanta police officer charged with, I believe it's aggravated assault. That's the second officer in the Rayshard Brooks case, said, I have 100% faith the truth will come out. And I believe he's right. The truth will come out as to what happened.
Well, that's right. And in our system, and I think it's important to point this out, in our system, we are looking for the truth. We are waiting for the truth to come out. This is why we have investigations. This is why, if you're charged with something, you have your day in court. It's not supposed to be mob justice, mob rule.
Yeah. Now, the Georgia folks up there, pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. If you don't know this, you folks in Georgia, your House of Representatives up there yesterday passed a bill to dissolve all the county police departments all across the state of Georgia. Better pay attention to that one. That could get slipped through, but I don't think the governor, Kemp, I don't think he would sign that legislation.
No, I don't think so. But again, this is a great example of simply sort of, you know, pandering to the moment, basically. There's no thoughtful deliberation of any kind. Because it, on its face, it's ridiculous. Well, we're just going to disband the police departments because we see that works so well, you know, in places like Seattle and so forth, where they've taken away even the ability for police to do crowd control. And now we've got people getting shot and raped in the chop.
But that's about to change because the mayor said we're going to take back that section, and they didn't say how they were going to do it. I'm sure they're going to try to negotiate their way in there, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very uphill battle.
It's going to be a confrontation.
Yeah, and most unfortunately. But that's not, but you see, again, you know, there are people that live in that area. There are business owners. These people have absolutely been deprived of their ability to live their lives in peace in this area, and the government abandoned them, unfortunately.
Yeah, now Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City, the worthless person that he is, because he's doing such a bang-up job there, you know, he's talking about the fact that, well, the Museum of Natural History is going to be removing the problematic Teddy Roosevelt statue, as well as statues of Ulysses S. Grant and George Washington. They're going to be coming down, too. But we also saw over the weekend that a religious statue somewhere near San Francisco was toppled from a church.
That's That's right. That was a statue of Father Junero Posera, who established, you know, many of the missions here in California.
And what did he do to get to warrant that?
Who knows? But again, it's anything. It's about the symbology. And I'll tell you one thing about Bill de Blasio. Of course, he's a crazy socialist. Do you think for a minute, Mr. Mayor, that you would take a stand and go out and say to people, look, here's who Ulysses S. Grant was. You know, maybe you shouldn't tear down his statue because you haven't been informed as to what he did for our country.
Let me ask you a question here, because one of our callers, Lucia, is chiming in about the toxic chemicals and hand sanitizers. What country is it from? From the good old U.S. of A. You know that stuff they sell late night on television? No, hey, we have hand sanitizers for you. This, that, and the other. That's the stuff you got to look out for.
Yeah, the cheapo type stuff.
Yep, some of that stuff's got more alcohol and more toxic stuff in it than what it's supposed to have, and they're selling it on TV, and you're falling for it. You people that are buying it at night go, oh, look, it's only $9.95, and you're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Well, see, people come in, they swoop in, and they take advantage. And especially they take advantage of older folks, for example, and think that they're getting a good deal because they're on fixed income or whatever.
Yeah, and I've got a little something here from Nick. Nick is saying Native Americans served in both the Union and Confederate military during the American Civil War. The Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Seminole, Catawba, and Creek tribes were the only tribes to fight on the Confederate side, which is why I believe they want the Seminole name changed.
Yeah, could be.
How about that?
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting because...
And that's nuts.
Well, it is, absolutely. But, you know, the Civil War is over. People are trying to bring this thing back, and not just people on the street. I think you've got some of these party elite people. They want to bring it back because they think, like we're talking about, it's going to cause so much chaos that people are going to go vote for Joe
Biden.
Well,
here's where we're at. Here's where we're at. Mm-hmm. America needs our leaders to lead. And we need to take back control of the occupied areas in our big cities. And by God, if the police won't do it and the local leaders won't do it, then we need to go in there and do it ourselves.
Well, I think it's fair to say that American citizens have the right to enjoy their lives in safety. and so you're right. I mean, if it's not possible to do, then there may be other measures to take. But you can't have lawlessness. That is not acceptable. We understand protest. We understand First Amendment expression. That's not the issue here. The issue is whether or not you're going to be safe going to a business downtown or in the city or even in the suburbs and conducting your daily life peaceably. Are you going to be in danger? And the answer to that has to be no. It's not fair.
All right, tell everybody how to your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight, later tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and today being Tuesday, tonight being Wednesday. Of course, he's always a day behind me. I'm always a day ahead of him. But anyway, we'll be talking to him. And coming up, the first Military and Veterans News segment. Some interesting developments there, for sure. And then we will have our next Truckers Highway and Bible report, and then Denise Simon comes around. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps Local Television News whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our first military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations. They're going to tell you all about themselves and what it is they do. And believe me, if you want a great job with a tremendous future and all kinds of benefits, listen up.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me in Tampa Bay in the Florida area. So check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. Alrighty, well, Captain Crozier, remember him, the former commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt, who blew the whistle on the Navy and the COVID-19 outbreak on his ship. He will not be reinstated as the commander of either the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt or any other ship. And the reason why is probably because of the way he went about it. He did not use his chain of command. That is a big no-no in the military, especially at the flag level when the commanding officer was an admiral sitting in the same ship that he was in a couple of staterooms away, so to speak. So, too bad, so sad. I believe Captain Crozier will probably be retired. Now, troops, listen up. You're going to see a 3% pay raise coming up this year, 2021. You're going to get more child care, more family support programs under the plan that's been put forth by the House right now. That's a good thing. The House personnel plans for the annual defense authorization bill are going to be voted on by the end of the week. So be prepared. You're going to see a little extra money, and that's a good thing. Now, the next chief of staff for the United States Air Force, General Charles C.Q. Brown, who I've had the pleasure of meeting when he was a brigadier, says that Chief Command Master Sergeant Joanne Bass will become the first woman to serve as the senior enlisted member in any branch of the services. She will be the Air Force Chief Command Sergeant Major. How about that? Now, the Pentagon wants to forge ahead with their robot ships, but Congress wants to slow the train because they believe that their Navy is not quite ready to have a bunch of unmanned warships out there doing silly things that might not work, and that's what they're concerned about. By the way, the remains of one of the two missing Fort Hood soldiers that's been missing for a while was discovered Friday in Killeen, Texas, according to Fort Hood officials, not known exactly what's happened there yet. More investigations going on about that. And the presence of multiple blades, along with the warhead's apparent nomenclature, yielded evidence of the devastation source. The photo that showed the terror that was unleashed by the weapon that took out, it was called the Ninja Bomb, that took out the bad guys over there in Somalia, did one hell of a job. By the way, 20 active duty troops and two Defense Department healthcare workers from Anderson Air Force Base were confirmed to have tested positive for the coronavirus over in Guam. We'll see where that goes. And the United Nations released a special report expressing concerns over what it called recent deliberate attacks against healthcare workers and facilities in Afghanistan during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, they're trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody again, as they always do. All right, and I'm going to go to the phone line right now, and we've got Dan the Man, our professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, on the line. And good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to Kyle Warren as well. I watch these statues and monuments come down. And what you're seeing is a generation of Americans that are very credentialed, but have never been really educated. They know what button to push or buttons to push on a keyboard, but they were never taught how to critically think, how to really do research, logic, rationale, none of that. You know, you had on a screen with a couple of speakers and then Memorex it. That's all it is. They were never taught to critically think. You look at some of this stuff. Ulysses S. Grant. I'll tell you how far this went. It was Grant's funeral, when he was buried in New York City, he had Confederate generals in that parade route with his body. You know, Joseph Johnston, James Longstreet. Longstreet, a Confederate general, a corps commander under Lee, was related to Grant by marriage. His wife was related to the Longstreets. I mean, you get into this, and I have read everything there ever was on diaries and letters back home to soldiers on both sides, North and South. Never once do you ever read a Northern or a Southern soldier talk about slavery. There wasn't a soldier on either side that gave a damn about slaves, period. Trying to get your brain around the event is very hard, if not impossible. They fought different then than we do today. Their sense of morality was different. But I can tell you this, that you cannot transfer today's morality to something that happened 150, 200 years ago.
Got a question for you from a listener. Who is going to pay for the damage done to the statutes?
I think they're gone. They'll just trash them out. They'll probably put them in a local landfill.
Unfortunately, I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
You know, except for what the president said. You know what the president said, right?
Right. You know, yep.
He said these protesters will do time if they start knocking over federal statutes on federal property.
Oh, yeah, because they tried to do that this evening in Washington with the statue of Andrew Jackson.
Yep.
And they were tear gassed out of there.
Yep.
But, you know, we had one here in Indiana because we had a large POW camp in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them died there. So they had to all, it's been there for 110 years. All of a sudden it had to be moved, had to be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And, this, you know, it listed the dead there. Listen, if the North, the federal soldiers could reconcile with the South after the war and let them in funerals and let them build monuments in the North, let the Southerners, let the Northerners build monuments in the South, battle site, I don't see what the anointed, and that's what they think they are, the anointed generation. AOC is the poster child for it. Somehow they are anointed to correct the past. Somehow they're anointed to change history when they weren't educated to do it. They don't know anything about it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is bending over backwards to this Marxist, and it is a Marxist organization known as Black Lives Matter. It's a fundraising machine.
Well, did you hear the amount of money they've raised from all their sources?
What is it now?
$1.6
billion. Last time I heard it was around $800,000.
They are not going to run out of money anytime soon, and they're paying a lot of these people to do what they're doing.
I know. I think another thing, NASCAR was born in the South, of the South, by Southerners. You're going to, and I don't think, you know what, I live in Indiana. I see more Confederate flags here than when I go visit my parents down in Alabama. You know, that state, as soon as this stuff hit, it went through the General Assembly in Alabama. You cannot touch a monument down there. They're all under state protection. They're Historical Preservation Act. You know, too many Northerners are now in North Carolina, and you're seeing the result of it.
They went to Alabama, too, west of Birmingham. Well,
Hoover, Mountain Brook, and all that. Yeah. Yeah, it's all there. But I get tired of them trying to shove their beliefs down somebody else's throat. And I think, all right, I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers. I don't have that many more years to go. What comes after us? Is this what we got?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
You know, run up the bed chute because there won't be a flag there.
Yep.
And I told my class once that American flag flew over the South, you know, the 8 years before the Civil War. That flag, if you want to get technical about it, also represented slavery as much as the Confederate flag did, and it only flew for four.
All right, well, here comes the music, my man. I got to let you go, but great points.
All right, Captain, I will talk to you later on in the week.
Okay, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus here, and he is a professor, and he's our senior Professor Emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling along, and we're going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is indeed brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. You know, on the Third Watch, all you got to do is pull on in there to one of them and say, hey, I've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'd like that free cup of coffee I'm going to get. And you'll get yourself a nice, large, hot cup of coffee. Compliments of the Flying J and the Pilot, because you're going to tell them that you heard me talk about them on this program, which is what that's all about. All righty, here we go. Let's get this started and do a little bit of rooster cruising.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Hair-ride feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. imported radio that sits on my dad. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's doing a little Rooster Cruising, and that's all the way back from 1979, and that song's been around forever, and it's being brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you. Well, here we go. Isolated strong to severe storms will be possible over a portion of the southern plains Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday. And right now, we've got that weather down there in Texas. I'm telling you, there are some severe thunderstorm warnings, watches, and a tornado watch up too for portions of I-20, I-35 north of the Metroplex up towards Oklahoma. We've got a flash flood warning on the Oklahoma line just north of Wichita Falls, as well as up into Oklahoma. We've got some more severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in there. Texas might be a little bit rough tonight, so be advised, pay attention to your weather radio. And other strong storms might occur over the Middle Atlantic region, and heavy rain may result in flash flooding over the central Appalachians, as right now we're seeing where that could indeed be the case in northern Virginia and the northeastern part of West Virginia and the western part of Maryland, where there is some weather developing right now that could present all of that. Now, there is a dangerous heat wave right now out in central and northern California. Temperatures from 99 to 110 plus out there, all the way from the inland areas east of Los Angeles, all the way up to Sacramento, up through the Produce Valley, up I-5, up through Redding, up to Medford, Oregon, as we speak right now. And by the way, there also happens to be a fire threat advisory still in the southwestern corner of Colorado. So be advised if you're going that way about that. Now, moving over to Iowa, central part of Iowa, just a little bit west of the Quad Cities. We've got some flash flood watches in that area. There's been some rain through there again tonight. The western end of Michigan along Lake Michigan, you've got rain there down towards the Ohio, the Indiana line, and towards Portage in Indiana. And also halfway between Detroit and the Lake Michigan, you've got rain just sitting there in a little section of Michigan. And you've got some weather down in the southeastern part of Florida tonight. Some storms that could be developing during the day. It looks like some weather down that way. And not to forget about the fact that there is something going on in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico right now. Whatever it is, it's not much, but it's enough to stir up the water, rip tides, and certainly some rough seas there along about a 100-mile area from the border, the Mexican border, on up the Texas Gulf Coast. So be advised of that. Now, we also have some fog that's emerging right now. Delaware, southern New Jersey, out on Long Island, Long Island Sound. And again, if you're going up into Maine, the fog that was there yesterday is back again right along the coastline from New Hampshire and Maine on I-95 all the way to New Brunswick. So be advised of that. Also, not to be outdone, it looks like as if we could have some weather going on here in the Flagstaff, Arizona area. It's possible there could be some weather developing there. Now, we've got also some heat, some high heat temperatures there that are starting to show up as well. So keep in mind, that's the weather for right now. It's subject to change, of course, and those storms in Texas, you want to be on top of that and pay attention. You're going to see it as you start coming out of the Metroplex in Dallas and headed west on 20. You're definitely going to see the lightning and things around you. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a fluid situation going on tonight in Washington, D.C. I've been watching a stream all night long. It's on Breitbart. I don't know if you've been watching it. But they're starting to set fires downtown in the dumpsters. Apparently, they set up some sort of area down there. I don't know exactly where this is. I'm not familiar with the area. But they took a fence and they set it apart. I mean, maybe Lafayette Park on another end of it or something. And they got a fire going in a dumpster right now. And they still got people there hanging out by the statue. The police are still there. Of course, they're there to guard the statue to make sure it doesn't go anywhere, right?
Yeah, you also saw what they did to the church again, correct?
Yes, I did, and I'll tell you what. You know, the president, now I don't know if he can do this, but he warned them, and he said, those of you that topple a statue on federal property or vandalize a church on federal property or set up a camp anywhere near the White House will be arrested, and you will do time in jail. That's what he said.
Well, maybe. I mean, he can say it, but it really comes down to the mayor, and it comes down to the police, and it
yep.
comes down to the district attorney.
And the mayor is letting these people go, right? Or, I mean, well, the police are, because somebody's telling them that, well, we don't want to do that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, look. The police do some interesting work, and citizen journalists do some interesting work, and we have an awful lot of technologies to find out who these people are. If they don't get arrested that night, I mean, we've got facial recognition, which I would argue has been applied by law enforcement to arrest an awful lot of people. And then we can track cell phones, especially the iPhones and whatnot. So, I mean, we have an awful lot of tools that are there. The question is what are the prosecutors? Where are the prosecutors and where are these judges? Now, let's also remember, too, we can arrest them, and then they're out within a couple of hours. Even Mayor Lightfoot said the same thing yesterday in a press briefing in Chicago.
Correct.
So the elephant in the room here is the criminal justice system that we think that we're making some progress with, but are we really? Because now we have a different, we want to call Antifa a domestic terror organization. We don't have that classification. The laws on the books in a lot of states have them classified as violent gangs. Okay, well, fine, then do something with them. I mean, but We're like lost in the wilderness here, and it's just so, it's disgusting to me.
Well, I totally agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and Denise and I are going to have quite a discussion here because we're going to get into some of the stuff that's going on right now around the country. And by the way, Chris, I want to thank you very much for sending me that. He's telling me that the hand sanitizers that we were talking about earlier were made in Mexico. And yes, they are the ones that they're being sold on late night TV. Be careful what you buy. They're tainted with toxic chemicals. Way to go, Mexico. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.